Echoes. In nature's temple, living columns rise, which oftentimes give tongue to words subdued, and man traverses this symbolic wood, which looks at him with half-familiar eyes, like lingering echoes, which afar confound themselves in deep and somber unity, as vast as night, and like transplendency, the scents and colors to each other respond. And scents there are, like infant's flesh as chaste, as sweet as opos, and as meadows fair, and others, proud, corrupted, rich and vast, which have the expansion of infinity, like amber, musk, and frankincense and myrrh, that sing the soul's and senses' ecstasy. End of poem.